sweet how the Garcias are trying to make it up to me after what happened to Poppy. Girls, Tia Laura calls from the kitchen window she's just opened. We're almost ready to eat. It's el día del pavo, as my grandparents call it, the day of the turkey. But I know from going to the American school that its real name is Thanksgiving, the day the pilgrims in their black hats and capes gave thanks for surviving their first year in the United States. Some of my cousins have come down from the Bronx, and my grandparents came from the city on a train that goes under the ground. We're not all here because Theo Fran and his family are in Miami, and Tia Mimi has a boyfriend who's taken her over to meet his parents. But most of the rest of our family is here. Usually Carla and her sisters have to help out, but today there are too many cooks in the broth, as Tia Laura says. Even I know that my aunt gets most of her sayings wrong in English. So we've walked around the block I don't know how many times, past the house where a cute boy in Carla's class lives. Carla's always falling in love and talking about getting married. Mommy says, and I agree, that Carla has become a little boy crazy in this country. But Carla claims that that's what happens when a girl gets to 7th grade. I hate to tell her, but it happened to me in 6th. We moved in with the Garcias a couple of weeks ago, after hearing the news. Right away, Mommy registered me at the Catholic school Carla and her sisters are attending. I was put back in 6th grade because I'd missed most of it back home. But the principal, Sister Celeste, has promised that if I make progress, maybe I can be jumped up to Carla's grade by spring. I had hoped we'd be long gone by then. But Mommy now says,